from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Dear viewers of Madreen Channel, welcome back to this program of Madreen Channel, From the Ark to Karbala. So in this program, the name also defines for itself that we are talking about the events, such as the events of the Ark and the events of Karbala. This is the blessed month of Muharramul Haram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. And in this month of the Islamic calendar is such a blessed day, which is the 10th of Muharramul Haram, which holds a lot of significance, a lot of historical events have taken place on this day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharramul Haram, including the events of the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and the event of Karbala. Thus, the title From Ark to Karbala. So we have already spoken about certain events which took place on the 10th of Muharramul Haram, such as the events related to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the fire prepared by Namrud. We spoke regarding Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and the events related towards the Ark. We spoke regarding the 10th of Muharram, how important this day is. Many events occurred. Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and the events related to the well, wherein the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam threw him into the well. Why was that? And who was Yusuf alayhi salam? Because yes, we may have heard the name. We may have heard a little bit of basics. But we should teach our children, and we should know ourselves as well, who these pious predecessors, our prophets alayhi salatu wasalam were. So inshallah today, before we come to the whole discussion regarding the narration of the well of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, we will first have a brief overview of who Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was. And in fact today, a summary of Surah Yusuf. Yes, there is a dedicated chapter in the Holy Quran regarding Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. But before we proceed, inshallah, we will listen to a beautiful narration of recitation of salawat upon the best of creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who sends salawat upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, once again today with us we have Mawlana Ismail Ben Ali and Mawlana Shams Madani with us, and alhamdulillah they have been part of this journey from the first episode, and inshallah in the upcoming episodes as well, hopefully we will get to hear much from them as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And before we dive into the subject of today, Mawlana Ismail Ben Ali and Mawlana Shams Madani Sahab, I would request Mawlana Shams to again put honey into our ears and our hearts by the recitation of the praise of the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi kaya يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تو شمع رسالته عالم تیرا پروانا تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا تو ماہ نبوت رحمت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانا ہر دل بن میں خانہ میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہے پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
بیوٹیفل بیوٹیفل پوئٹری بائی مفتی اعظم ہند رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, a great mufti of his time and a great poet and a great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of his time. And Mufti Azam Hind, tu shama'e risalat hai alam tera parwana, and say whatever we eat is of your blessed court, whatever we drink is also of your blessed court, pani hai tera pani, dana hai tera dana,
subhanallah,
water is also yours, food is also yours, everything is yours. And this is due to your mercy and due to your medium that we are getting whatever we are getting today. And he ends it by saying, Sarkar ke jalwon se roshan hai dile noori. That because of the magnificence of the vision of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the heart of Nuri, Nuri was the pet name of Sayyidi Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Roshan hai dile noori, that because of the vision of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the heart of Nuri is bright and it has been illuminated.
Subhanallah.
Ta hashr rahe roshan Nuri ka ye kashana. That because of the vision and the blessed brightness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart is bright. Okay? May this brightness not end and may this continue illuminating the life of Nuri.
Subhanallah.
Basically the summary. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these words for us as well.
Ameen.
And may our lives, may our hearts, may our actions be shining because of the magnificence of the brightness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By brightness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this reminds me. Beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
By beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, this reminds me the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So before we get there also, I would like Maulana Ismail Banali today, you take the lead and you start and we follow behind you. You know, when we tie our intention namaz, we say, piche is imam, behind this imam. So you make your imam for today. So inshallah, you take the startup and we are with you then.
Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the son of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the son of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam.
Meaning Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam is the grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Now,
Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam,
Ibrahim
alayhi salam. Subhanallah.
And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his well-known brother is Benjamin. Because Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 sons. And from 12, two are from another mother. And the rest are from another mother. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his brother is Benjamin.
Benjamin, in English we also say Benjamin.
Benjamin.
And no. Yusuf, English word for Yusuf is Joseph. And English word for Yaqub is Jacob. And what you mentioned by Yusuf alayhi salam's generation. So this means Yusuf alayhi salam was a Nabi, son of a Nabi.
No.
Son of a Nabi.
Subhanallah.
Son of a Nabi, son of a Nabi.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
His father, Yaqub alayhi salam, a Nabi. His grandfather, Ishaq alayhi salam, a Nabi. His father,
a Nabi.
A Nabi. So father, grandfather, and great grandfather.
Subhanallah.
All were the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah.
Naam. So from there, the well-known sons of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam are Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Benjamin. The rest are not known. But today we are going to share, for the sake of the viewers, the names of brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the stepbrothers.
Two were real, Yusuf alayhi salam and Benjamin. They were real brothers.
Real brothers.
So 10 stepbrothers.
10 stepbrothers.
You're going to tell us their names today.
Inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, so the first one was Yehuda.
Okay.
Yehuda was the first one. And the second one was Rubil.
Mm-hmm.
And Rubil, Shama'un. Then we have Lavi. After Lavi, we have Zablun. Then after Zablun, we have Yashjar. After Yashjar, then we have Dan.
Okay.
After Dan, Naftal. Then after Naftal, we have Jad. After Jad, we have Ashir. Then after Ashir, we have Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And lastly, we have Benjamin.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I was noticing you weren't looking anywhere. So that means you have memorized these names. Allahu Akbar. No, mashallah, you have a very good memory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And normally we discuss this story, and the two prominent names which come to the front is Benjamin
and
Yusuf alayhi salam. But usually we don't hear the names of the brothers much. And this is all mentioned in the book Quranic Wonders. And this is a very good read. And I will request the viewers of Madani channel that if you go to www.dawateislami.net, you literally have a world of books. World of books. And you know what the best part is? Free.
Yeah.
No charge. Download. How much ever you want to download, download. And read. Quranic Wonders, I suggest, is a must read for every Muslim. That we should know what the Holy Quran is saying. And this all about Yusuf alayhi salam or Yaqub alayhi salam. These are all facts which are derived from the Holy Quran. In fact, the entire narration of Yusuf alayhi salam, which I will request Maulana Sahab to take further on the dream and what happened after the dream. So this all is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So what was related to the dream of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam?
One day Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after he slept, he had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
The dream was in this way that he saw 11 stars and one sun and one moon prostrating to him and making sajda to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam narrated the dream to his father. He said, Ya Abati, Inni ra'aytu ahad ashara qawqaba.
Allah,
subhanallah.
That, oh my father, I saw in my dream 11 stars, wa shamsa wal qamara.
Allah.
The sun and the moon. Ra'aytuhum li sajidi. They were prostrating to me. They were making sujood to me. Subhanallah. And listen to the advice of the father. He said, oh my son, don't narrate this story to your brothers. They are going to plot against you. So after Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had a dream, he approached his father. Meaning, they had a good relationship between the father and the son. So he went to his father to narrate the dream. And after narrating the dream, the father is advising the son. Because we know that not everything we need to share to the people. Because there's something they create jealousy. That's why from the advice of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, don't narrate the story, don't narrate the dream to your brothers.
Your brothers,
because they are going to plot against you.
Allahu Akbar. And I was reading about it in the Quranic wonders that Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam not only loved Yusuf alayhi salam, but he also respected Yusuf alayhi salam. Because Yaqub ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, being a nabi himself, he understood from the dream that this is sign of nubuwah. He is going to be blessed with the blessing of being a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, knowing that how the brothers may see this coming, they would try to plan and plot something against Yusuf alayhi salam. And this love, respect towards Yusuf alayhi salam was one of the reasons of the jealousy of the brothers as well, which then led them towards a very, very treacherous action, which was throwing his own brother into the well. That they take the brother out, they take Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam with them, and then they throw Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam into a deep well.
So, before we go there, here I have a question that since we heard about the dream of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so, and also I heard somewhere that he was famous with the name of Mu'abbir, like a dream interpreter. So is it same dream or there were other dreams?
The word being Mu'abbir, famous with interpreting dreams, you're relating this with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam?
Yeah.
Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was very expert at giving the meanings of dreams. But here we are talking about the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam himself in his childhood, where he was approximately 7 years of age. And who gave the interpretation of that was Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, being an expert of dream interpretations, that was in his life, a part of his life, where he actually interpreted dreams for the king also. And there were events which unfolded after that. But regarding the well, I will tell you one thing, that when the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam threw him inside the well, a person called Malik bin Za'ar, who lived in Madian, reached that well with a caravan. Yusuf alayhi salam has been thrown into the well. And how the brothers framed everything out was that they then slaughtered a goat or a sheep. They took the blood of that, put it on the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, and took that shirt and showed it to the father, that this is the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam. In fact, there is a whole surah in the Holy Quran, and this entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam is termed as the Ahsanul Qasas.
Subhanallah.
Best of stories. So best by stories here, we don't mean stories what we understand, because stories can be fiction, that can be non-fiction as well. You can say the best of events, the best of incidents. It's best in several manners, because it's best in terms of its content itself. Like it's marvelous, it's extraordinary. Okay, it has the lesson of patience, lesson of sabr. It has so many lessons in it And most of all, the lesson of keeping your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And knowing that at the end, who is in control? Allah is in control. No matter how much people try to throw you into well, if Allah ta'ala wants to bring you on a throne, He'll bring you.
Subhanallah.
So now when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam threw him inside the well, a person called Malik bin Za'ar, who lived in Madian, reached that well with a caravan. He lowered down his bucket into the well. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam held the bucket in his blessed hands, and thus Malik bin Za'ar took him out from the well. Then the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said to the rescuer that he, meaning Yusuf alayhi salam, is their slave. If you buy him, we will sell him to you in a very cheap price. Therefore, the brothers sold Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in exchange of 20 dirhams only. Just 20 dirhams, they sold Yusuf alayhi salam. And bounded the purchaser that the condition to take him is that you should take him very far away, that no one can hear about him, no one can see him. They did their entire homework to keep him away from home, to keep him away from Yaqub alayhi salam. They put their whole fielding there. And that condition was accepted. Malik bin Za'ar purchased him and moved towards the market of Egypt and announced selling Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the market. In those days, the king of Egypt was Riyan bin Walid Amliki. He had handed over his government and treasury to his prime minister, who was Qatfir Misri. And in Egypt, the people used to call him with the title of Aziz, Aziz al-Misr, or Aziz of Egypt. This was the title of the ruler. So when the Aziz of Egypt came to know that a very handsome slave has been brought in the Egyptian market for sale, and people have gathered in the market with huge amount of money in order to buy him, Aziz of Egypt purchased Yusuf alayhi salam by paying an amount of gold, silver, musk, and silk equivalent to the weight of Yusuf alayhi salam. Equivalent to the weight of Yusuf alayhi salam, gold, silver, musk, silk was given to purchase Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So the Aziz took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam home and said to his wife, and now that's where the wife of the Aziz, the king of Egypt, comes in the picture, whose name is Zulaikha. So now Zulaikha is the wife of the Aziz of Misr. So Zulaikha treated Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam with great respect and honor. At that time, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was 13 or 17 years old, around 13 or 17. And Zulaikha was mesmerized with the beauty and magnificence of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So one day, after adorning herself elegantly with jewelry, she shut all the doors and tried to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam towards something. Now this is a narration which also gives us a lesson of modesty. But after providing all the materialistic benefits, like doors are closed, windows are closed, do whatever you want, but Yusuf ala Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam protected himself. And he said, no, Allah ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness of everything. However, obviously, then the woman wants to protect herself. She said that, no, he was the one trying to do something on me. And Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh, Aziz of Egypt, she is lying. She herself tried to do whatever she was intending to do. And I ran and I left. So after listening to both the accounts, Aziz was shocked. Aziz said, oh, Yusuf alayhi salam, how can I believe you that you are telling the truth? How should I believe that you are the one who is indeed saying the truth? So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, inside the house, there is a 4-month baby lying in the cradle. There is a 4-month baby who is lying in the cradle, who is the son of the maternal uncle of Zulaikha. Ask him what the truth is. The Aziz of Egypt said that, how can a 4-month baby speak and bear witness? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said that Allah will bless him to prove my truth because I am innocent.
Subhanallah.
So
Subhanallah.
That 4-month old spoke loudly from its cradle and clearly announced that if the shirt is torn from the front, then the woman is truthful. and he has said wrong. And if his shirt is torn from behind, then the woman is a liar and he is truthful. And this is mentioned in Surah Yusuf. So after listening to the witness from the baby, when Aziz of the Egypt now looked at the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, it was torn from behind. So torn from behind means that you were running and somebody was trying to catch you. So indeed, the shirt was torn from behind. So at that time, whilst declaring the innocence of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he said these words, which are also mentioned in the Holy Quran, that indeed this is a deception of you women. Undoubtedly, your deception is great. O Yusuf alayhi salam, do not think of it. And O women, seek forgiveness for your sin. Indeed, you are the one on mistake. So basically, this entire narration gives us the lesson of modesty, that no matter, nobody may be seen, Allah is seen. Allah is watching us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is responsible of giving punishment on that. Allah ta'ala is the one who will give thawab on a good action. So we need to be very cautious of the traps of shaitan. We may hide from the eyes of the entire world. We may hide from everything. We may be behind closed doors. We may be in the cave of a mountain. But Allah knows.
That's why our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. You should fear Allah wherever you are. Regardless wherever you are, whether in a closed door or you are on public. But when it comes to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations, in all times. So from this incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, fleeing away from Zurekha, it's teaching us that, as you said about modesty, that we must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we must have shy, that whatever I'm doing, Allah is watching. So it's better I should stay away from the these haram things and resist my desires. Because the desires are the thing involving us nowadays into the sins, because we have desires. So Allah says, the one who can resist his desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The Jannah is going to be the abode for him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And from there, after listening to the invest of the well, so Maulana Sahib, also if you can just tell us that how many days or how long did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam spend the time in the well?
It is mentioned in the Quranic wonders that he spent in the well for 3 days.
3 days?
3 days in the well, in a dark well, deep well, for 3 days.
So were there someone who was providing something for him or giving food in the well? Or what was happening exactly?
Because it is mentioned that the time they threw him into the well, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the well, inside the well, there a stone. So he took the stone and he put Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on top of the stone.
And the question, who was providing? Who protected? There is one simple answer, Allah protected.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect, who can harm you? Nobody can harm you. And this entire narration regarding Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam being so handsome and being sold for so much of wealth, it reminds me of a very beautiful couplet of Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, because Ala Hadrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is the reviver of the century. And he is a great alim, a great jurist, a great mufti, a great hafiz, a great scientist, a great mathematician, a great philosopher. And he was a master at multiple sciences, a great poet, and most of all, a great lover of Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So, Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan. So, before telling you his couplet, Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty was such that the women of Misr, the women of Egypt, when they would look at Yusuf alayhi salam, they would be so engrossed in the blessed vision and the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam that whilst cutting their apples, they would end up cutting their fingers.
Oh, subhanAllah.
Without realizing. They were just lost in that beauty and magnificence.
SubhanAllah.
And that's where Now, just the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam is a very lengthy chapter on its own. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, Ala Hadhrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, now mentioning this part, that who is the most beautiful of all creation of Allah Ta'ala? That is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the question is that we are hearing that the ladies of Misr, ladies of Egypt, would cut their fingers due to the vision of Yusuf Alayhi Salaam. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the most beautiful and handsome of all times, why don't we hear anything like that about him? Why we are hearing like this about Yusuf Alayhi Salaam? But why nothing such happened? Why we didn't see ladies cutting their fingers when looking at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The answer to that Allah Azad has given very beautifully. He compares five things. He says, Husne Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana. Husne Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana. Okay, angusht means fingers. Zana means females. So it was on the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam that in Egypt, ladies cut their fingers. It was due to the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam that women in Egypt cut their women and Egypt cut their fingers. But then he says, "Sar katate hai tere naam pe marda."
Subhanallah.
That, but ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on your name, there was beauty.
Subhanallah.
On your name, the men, not women, of Arabia, not Egypt, they are ready to cut their heads. So what is the comparison here? Beauty, name. Yusuf alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Women, men.
Men.
Egypt, Arabia. Fingers,
heads. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there we are talking about the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Here, leave alone your beauty. Just your name is such that people are ready to sacrifice their heads.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now moving on. After dropping Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, the brothers Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they went to Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, which actually grieved Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam a lot. And then with a very grieved heart and with a painful voice, he alayhi salam said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. That sabr is great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides relief. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam remained in the well, as Walana mentioned, for 3 days. And this well was salty, but due to the blessed presence, the water became sweet.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The water became very tasty. A caravan was traveling from Madian to Egypt. And that entire narration which I mentioned to you, that how Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was then taken towards the plains of Egypt. Anyways, Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam gets to Egypt, and ultimately Yusuf alayhi salam becomes the ruler of Egypt. This was ultimately Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam attains the kingdom of Egypt. And that's where he also became the famous Mu'abbir dream interpreter, which you are referring towards. That it was a strange coincidence that the day when he, alayhi salam, entered the prison, two servants of the king of Egypt were also imprisoned, one of which was a barman and the other one was a cook. Both of them told their dreams to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and he interpreted their dreams. His interpretation proved 100% true. Thus, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam became famous with the title of Mu'abbir. During these days, the great king of Egypt, Riyan bin Walid, dreamt that 7 healthy cows were being eaten by 7 lean cows. The king sees 7
healthy ones.
Okay, are being eaten by 7 lean cows. And there are 7 green ears of grain and 7 dry ears of grain. The king inquired the interpretation of the dream from the people whom the king would usually trust. But who replied that the dream was due to disturbed sleep and did not provide any interpretation of it. They said that this is because of your disturbance and your hectic schedule. So there is no real interpretation of this. So meanwhile, the barman of the king, who had returned after being released from jail, sought permission of the king to go back to the jail for asking the interpretation of the dream. Therefore, as a messenger of the king, the barman went to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the prison. He asked the interpretation of the dream that the seven lean cows were eating seven healthy cows, and the seven green and seven dry shoots of corn. In reply, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam told him to cultivate constantly for 7 years and save the harvested crops from this cultivation in shoots. He alayhi salam further said that afterwards a famine will strike and the land will be affected by the drought for 7 years. In the 7 years of famine, the people will eat the food they preserved for 7 years, then the famine will end.
SubhanAllah.
This was the interpretation of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this interpretation is actually what made the king quite happy. Everybody was surprised. And this was a reality. A famine really struck. After this, the king called Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the court and said, "You are a trusted and respected member of our court." Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam asked for the charge of all administrative and security matters regarding the treasures of the kingdom. He alayhi salam said that he would handle the whole system. The king handed over the treasury and security matters to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Basically, he became the one in control. He became the one in charge, and the journey started from the well.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
Now, if you can take us through the journey after that, it will be Madina, Madina, inshallah.
So here it means in life, we can be either in the well, or we can be either on the throne.
Yes, of course. But what matters is the journey.
Process.
If Allah Ta'ala wants to keep you on the throne, even if the world puts you in the well, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if because of our nafs, because of our sins, because of the punishment which may come on us, may Allah Ta'ala protect us, if Allah wants to put in the well, even if the world wants to put us on the throne,
then it can't happen.
Can't help.
So, from the incident you have just explained, the lesson so far we can extract from it is that athiqatu billahi wa sabru ala Allahi fi shada'it, that to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have patience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi shada'id, in the time of hardship. As Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his brothers threw him into the well, but he did not lose hope. They end up selling him to the caravan, and they sold Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in Egypt to the Aziz Misr. But he never gave up. He never leave remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in prison. Because in some riwayat, they say, even in prison, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was inviting to the righteousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
So here it means, wherever we are, we should not forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And he protected the nation from hunger. He invited people towards righteousness, and along with that, he did the welfare of the people as well. Yusuf alayhi salam, in that period, not only was he calling people towards righteousness, but if you look at how he interpreted the dream, and then he became part of the entire ministry, and he is now in charge of everything, he actually did a lot of welfare for the people. In the prison he interpreted the dream, isn't it? That interpretation of the dream, if you look at it, it is actually a welfare for the people, because he gave an early warning.
Yes.
That there is going to be a famine which is going to hit very widely and vastly. And the famine hit the family of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam as well, where the brothers heard that yes, there is a big man in Egypt. He will give us something. So for the same reason, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam also came to Egypt from Kin'an. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them at the first sight, but his brothers could not recognize him at all. Just imagine what is the situation that he's recognizing them and they don't know. They don't know yet. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them at first sight, but his brothers could not recognize him at all. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam gave them grain and said, "You have a brother, Binyamin. Next time, bring him as well. If you don't bring him along, then you won't receive anything. You won't receive any food." The brothers said that they would try to convince their father. Then Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam instructed his servants to put the cash of these people back in their sacks, so that after reaching home, when they would look at it, I hope they will definitely return. So whatever money they had brought in order to buy, because Yusuf alayhi salam maintained a very beautiful system of buying and selling of grains. So there was a good stock of grains he would sell, and it was all being happening within the ministry, and Yusuf alayhi salam was at a very big position. And now the brothers come, they want food, food is given, but cash is also returned back to them, so that when they go home, they see they are willing to return back. So therefore, when these brothers reached their father, they said, "Oh father, what will happen now? The king of Egypt has said that unless we do not bring Binyamin with us, we will not be given grain. Therefore, please send Binyamin with us so that we may get his share of grains as well. Be assured that we will protect him." Afterwards, when they unfastened their sacks, they were shocked to see that the cash which they had given, the money, whatever medium mode of payment was there at that time, whatever it was, that was returned back. So upon seeing this, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said to their father, "Oh father, what better conduct than this can we expect? See, the king of Egypt has given us full quantity of grain. The man in charge is helping us.
And he returned everything.
He returned the money as well. So therefore, send our brother Binyamin with us without any fear." Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam said, "I had once trusted you with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. So how can I trust you now? What makes you trust you again? I will never send Binyamin with you in any way. But if you take an oath and promise before me, then I shall send him with you." Upon hearing this, the brothers took a promise that we will bring him back safely. Now, when these brothers reached in the court of the king of Egypt, meaning Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he made his brother sit on his throne and secretly whispered in his ear, "I am your brother."
Subhanallah.
Who? Binyamin.
Subhanallah.
Because Binyamin and Yusuf alayhi salam are real brothers.
Yes, real brother.
Put him on the throne and said in the ear, "I am your brother."
Subhanallah.
Okay, very quietly. Now, Binyamin knows that, okay, this is Yusuf alayhi salam. Imagine how happy he must be, yeah? That, okay, this is my brother. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. After so many years. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam told him that, "I am your brother, therefore do not worry at all." Then he, Yusuf alayhi salam, gave grain to all of them, and they all took hold of their sacks. When everyone started to leave, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam kept Binyamin with him. Now the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam became extremely worried. They had made a promise with their father that they would protect him at all cost and they will bring back. But you know, they were insisting that we need to take him. But seeing the situation, the eldest brother, Yehuda, he said, "Oh my brothers, see what promise we made with our father before coming here. We have already committed a big mistake with our brother Yusuf in the past." Now they are accepting that it was a very big mistake. "Therefore, until I do not get any instruction from my father, I cannot move from this land. So you people go home and tell the father the whole story that the king wants to keep Binyamin." Therefore, all the brothers went home except Yehuda and told the whole situation to their father. In response, Yaqub alayhi salam said, "You people are making excuses in the matter of Binyamin as you did in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam. However, I would observe patience and patience in a very virtuous thing." Then he, meaning Yaqub alayhi salam, turned his face away and began weeping. He began crying with the sorrow of Yusuf alayhi salam. Now here it should be noted that since the departure of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam wept a lot. He cried a lot. He cried to the extent that his eyesight had gone.
Allah.
Obviously in that sorrow of the departure of the son. So Yaqub alayhi salam said, "You people are making excuses." But he kept on weeping. He, alayhi salam, wept so bitterly in the memory of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam that he had lost his eyesight. Hearing the name of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the sons and grandsons of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam said, "Oh father, you would not forget Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam even when you will be at the verge of demise." His sons and grandchildren would tell him that you miss Yusuf alayhi salam so bitterly that even if it's your last moment in the world, you'll still remember him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing the comments of his sons and grandsons, meaning Yaqub alayhi salam now says that I present the account of my grief and sorrow only to Allah.
Subhanallah.
And you don't know what I know.
Subhanallah.
You guys don't know. I know. And my whole case is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother bin Yameen and do not become hopeless of the mercy of Allah, because to lose hope in the mercy of Allah is the tradition of unbelievers. So now Yusuf alayhi salam's father Yaqub alayhi salam, although years have passed, he's not saying go bring bin Yameen back. He's saying bring bin Yameen and Yusuf alayhi salam back. You should bring them both back. Therefore, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam again departed for Egypt. Now for the second time they are gone. And the big brother Yehuda is still in Egypt.
So which means Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is in Egypt with Yehuda and Benjamin.
Yes. Yehuda is there. Okay, because he wants to keep up to the promise of the father that no, I don't want to repeat the same mistakes again.
Yeah.
So the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam again departed for Egypt. Reaching there, they said to the king of Egypt, "O king of Egypt, our family has been struck with a serious infliction and we have brought some defective coins. Could you please give us some grain in charity?" Upon hearing the miserable account of his home and hearing the word of charity from his brother, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was very sad. He alayhi salam asked the brothers, "Do you remember how you treated Yusuf and his brother bin Yameen?" Upon hearing this, the brothers curiously asked, "Are you definitely Yusuf?" So Yusuf alayhi salam said, "Yes, I am Yusuf. And bin Yameen is my brother. Allah has blessed us extensively."
Subhanallah.
Which means now Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is revealing himself to his brothers. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. This is where he reveals. This is where he discloses. Now hearing this, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said with a very deep and extreme sense of regret and remorse, "Undoubtedly, we are the ones who have done wrong." After listening to this, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam felt affection and said, "Today I will not condemn you." Look at the big heart.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Being thrown into the well and he's still forgiving. Allahu Akbar. Anyways, so they said that, "What about our father? Our father is in a very sad situation. And he has lost his eyesight as well. So you come with us." So he said that, "May Allah forgive you all. Now go back home." He said, "I will not be coming. But take my shirt with you and put it on the face of my father."
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Put it on my father's face. So that's where Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam gives his shirt. And after he gives his shirt, now what happens is that they take that shirt towards Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he smells that shirt, as he feels it, he knows where it is from.
Mm-hmm.
And as it touches his eyes, the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam comes back.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now what's interesting here? The fun part. Not the fun part, like something very amazing. Yusuf alayhi salam being recovered from the well, Yaqub alayhi salam gaining his eyesight back. Both these events took place on 10th Muharram al-Haram.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It was the 10th of Muharram al-Haram when both these things happened. So now Yaqub alayhi salam gets his eyesight back, and this whole thing is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yusuf, he says, "Idhabu bi qamisi hadha fa'alquhu ala wajhi abi ya'ti basira." He didn't only say put it on the face of my father. He knew what exactly is happening. "Put my shirt on the face of my father, his eyesight will come." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. "Wa'tuni bi ahlikum ajma'een." "Take the shirt of mine and place it on my father's face. His vision will be restored, and bring your entire household to me." So the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam took the shirt, left for Kin'an from Egypt. Yehuda, one of the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, said, "I will take this shirt to Yaqub alayhi salam, as I was the one who took the blood-stained shirt to him. I was the one who took your shirt with blood to him. I will take the shirt to him. Yehuda took the shirt and ran bareheaded and barefoot. He was, you know, anxious. And he is going towards Sayyidina Yaqub ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam felt the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam in Kanaan. And said to his grandsons, Inni la ajidu riha Yusufa lawla antufannidun. He said on this occasion, indeed, I find the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam if you do not refer to me as a senile. I can definitely sense it that this is the smell of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam was also restored. Now there are many morals. Many morals.
By that time, Huda, he was in the Egypt. So, Hadrat Yaqub, he was in Kenyan, but he could feel the fragrance of the...
He felt the fragrance once he got the shirt. He had sensed it earlier as well. That's why he said that, bring my both sons.
Subhanallah.
Okay, but as soon as he got the shirt, he felt the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. His eyesight was restored. Everything was fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the fruit of his patience.
Allahu Akbar. Allah
okay.
Akbar.
So number one, first and foremost, trust the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing is tabarrukat.
The issue of tabarruk.
That this was the tabarruk of Yusuf alayhi salam.
Allahu Akbar.
One Nabi is giving tabarruk, another Nabi is taking tabarruk.
Yes.
Now here, us as sinful, normal, worthless people, if we are taking the tabarrukat of our pious predecessors, won't we get benefit of it?
A lot of benefit.
We see this in the Holy Quran itself. There are many lessons like that. But, you know, the whole summary of this is to not be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always keep your heart towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would you like to add, Mawlana?
We are learning that forgiveness is beauty.
Allah, Allah.
See, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was betrayed by his brothers.
Allah.
But he forgave them. Regardless what they did to him in the past. But he forgave them. So forgiving, regardless what a person did, it shows that you have humanity in you. And also, forgiveness in time of revenge, that you can revenge.
Yes.
Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in power.
Yes, correct. Very good point. Very good point.
He could revenge, but he did not revenge.
Yeah, now he has the power. He's the king.
Yes, exactly.
He is the king. He's the boss, in short, like how we normally say. He can do anything. He could have gotten them arrested, thrown them into the well, or said, I'll show you today. Forgive them. At that time also, he's feeling sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have come to us for charity.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Remember what you did with your brother? I am your brother. So before we come to the end of this, I would like to read two passages from the book Quranic Wonders regarding the demise of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam and regarding the grave of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So I will just read it inshallah, that historians have reported that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam stayed with his son, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, in Egypt with prosperity for 24 years. When the time of his demise came closer, he mentioned in his will that his body should be taken to Syria and buried beside the grave of his father Ishaq alayhi salam. Therefore, after his demise, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam's body was carried from Egypt to Syria in a wooden coffin. Exactly at the same time, his brother Ghais also passed away. The birth of both brothers had also taken at the same time, and they were also demised at the same time. And both of them were buried in the same grave. Both brothers lived to an age of 147 years. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam came back to Egypt after the burial of his father and uncle and ruled Egypt for 23 years and then passed away. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, after his demise, a great dispute arose amongst the people about the place of his burial. The people of every locality insisted that he alayhi salam should be buried in their locality in order to attain his blessings. Why were they? First of all, this means Yusuf alayhi salam ruled with such honor, dignity, justice, care, kindness, love, mercy, devotion, compassion, that the people loved him. And after his apparent demise, people are saying you should be... Now, why should they be worried in your proximity? Why? He's passed away. Why should he buried in your locality? Because they know. They know he's a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may die, apparently, physically, but his blessings will be there. Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not die. They are alive in their graves and they get sustenance from their Rabb. So people of that time also, they had their aqeedah. That their presence of their shrine, presence of their grave, will also be a means of barakat for us. So there was a long dispute about this, and people wanted him to be buried in their locality. So in the end, it was unanimously decided that he, alayhi salam, should be buried in the middle of the river Nile, so that the water of the river may touch his sacred grave, and consequently, as a result, all the people of Egypt may gain the blessings of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. That the water is coming into touch, the river is passing, so the whole of Egypt can get the blessings of Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam. So he was buried in the middle of the river Nile. This was until 400 years. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam drew out the blessed coffin from the river and buried it amid the graves of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam's ancestors in Syria. So for 400 years it was there, but Musa alayhi salam, under perhaps divine instructions, definitely divine instructions, he then moved Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam towards Syria. At the time of his demise, the blessed age of Yusuf alayhi salam was 120 years, and his eminent father passed away at the age of 147 years. His grandfather, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam's blessed age was 180 years, and the age of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the grandfather of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, was 175 years. Subhanallah. So these are some interesting and beautiful historical facts as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the passion and love for the Quranic lessons, Quranic morals, and may Allah ta'ala grant us the love for Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wa salam.
Mashallah. And one more thing, this story, Ustaz Sahab, was just showing us that there was hardship after hardship. But each and every step led us to the bigger plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, 100%. 100%.
Because from the well, 3 days, and in the prison, yes, and after that on the throne, is something amazing.
Going through slavery, being a slave,
Allah,
being sold in the market.
Subhanallah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah.
So basically, what we were talking about, have your trust in Allah Ta'ala.
Exactly.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix everything. Let's not be hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah.
So I think this is the message we can also take today, because this is the message we have been taking from all our episodes so far. And every episode, every story of the Holy Quran, they indicate to us this thing. He is the creator, he is the greatest. Trust him. And don't half-half trust him. Completely.
Heartedly.
Yeah. Completely, wholeheartedly. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us that tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that complete hope, complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, dear viewers, I hope you enjoyed this program, and I hope it was filled with education, history,
should
and good morals.
Should we come up with a summarize?
Summary, subhanallah. Maulana Shams summarize is always in the favor of our viewers.
Because tomorrow viewers, they might ask us the question.
Okay, please.
Why didn't you summarize this
story? Please don't ask me tomorrow. He will ask today. Bismillah.
Inshallah. So who was Yusuf alayhi salam?
Yusuf alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the son of Yaqub alayhi salam, who was the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, who was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
So what was happening on the 10th of Muharram?
Yusuf alayhi salam was rescued from the well in which his brothers had thrown him as a result of jealousy.
So what lesson stands out?
The lesson which stands out is that have hope and trust in the plans and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, jazakumullah.
This is the entire
for summarizing this story.
Jazakumullah.
We really appreciate it.
And on the 10th of Muharram, the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam had also
returned.
So far we have spoken about the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam, the well of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, the fire in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown. I think these 4 events we have covered so far. Anything else? Yeah, and the fasting of the day of Ashura. The day of Ashura is coming 2 days. 9th and 10th or 10th or 11th. Please try to fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, from to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through waters wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala,